This is your Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and I figured we'd take a step out to the Clare Valley and just check out how harvest has been going. I'm joined by Troy Van Dalken, a vineyard manager with Killiconoon Wines. How are you this morning, Troy?
Yeah, good, thank you, Phil.
I'm not too bad. So harvest has been going on for a while now, but how's it all been going?
Yeah, it's going pretty smoothly, actually. It's been one of those Indian sort of summers. It's been pretty mild, so these sort of summers are really good for picking grapes. So it means we can get everything off at a reasonable time, and nothing's really racing away from us. So it's been a pretty classic season so far, really.
And I guess we had a very mild summer comparatively to the last few years as well, didn't we?
We had indeed. So we haven't had any really heat spikes this year, so that's really good. We had a couple of little rain events sort of mid February, early February, and that sort of knocked around the riesling a little bit. But saying that, look, the quality of the riesling looks really good, very aromatic this year, and the reds are looking outstanding this year. So looking forward to tasting some pretty good wines later in the year.
That was a question I was asked today, was when can we expect the vintage from these wines to be available to taste?
White should be available later in the year. So you're probably looking at, early spring for most of the white to be released. And then for most of the reds, this year stuff, usually goes in the barrel for 12 months or so. So, some of our releases will be released sort of late next year, and then some of the higher-end stuff stays in barrel for 2 years and then bottle for a year, so it doesn't get released for 3 years. So, for the 2020 vintage, 21 vintage won't even be released in bottle till 2024. So, you've got a little while to wait for some of the good stuff.
And I guess it's kind of cruel that such a great harvest season this time around comes off the back of, trade tensions with one of Australia's big wine markets, China.
Yeah, that's it's always a worry when, one of the main markets in Australia sort of, has a bit of spat with the government. But we just get on with it. There's plenty of other markets out there, and we're working really hard to, fill the gap.
So how far into the harvest are we? How much more work is to be done?
At the moment, I reckon we're sort of 80-90% through. So, we're getting towards the end of March. So I think in another, 2 to 3 weeks' time, we'll be all but wrapped up, I think.
No worries. Well, all the best. Troy, thank you so much for your time today.
No, great. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
That was Troy Van Dalken with Killiconoon Wines on your Classic Kids Breakfast.